Many truckloads of bikes, electronics, old cleaning supplies, and other household hazardous waste were disposed of at two collection events in Cache Valley. Logan resident Julie Huppy says it was extremely convenient.
Well, we saw the ad in the newspaper, and we have a lot of things that we needed to get rid of that we didn't know how else to do it, so this was a great opportunity for us today.
Emily Malik, conservation coordinator for Logan City, says the collection events are more convenient and citizens may not be aware of what items should be brought to the landfill.
So I would say anything that has a caution, warning, poison, dangerous, flammable label on it makes it dangerous or something that we don't want in our landfill. Just due to the potential of it getting into the water system or causing a negative reaction in the landfill, like causing a fire or some sort of chemical reaction.
Improper disposal of prescription medications can produce contamination of waterways, and sensitive information on labels can result in identity theft. Craig Mott, evidence custodian for Logan City Police, says all prescription bottles are incinerated.
And it's called a witness burn. We place it ourselves in the incinerator at the incinerator plant, and we watch them drop the lid on it and push the button. So this way the bottle and all the medication is completely destroyed. There's no chance of abuse or identity theft.
The Logan Police Department also accepts EpiPens and syringes, and all items can be dropped at the police department Monday through Friday. Waste can always be disposed of for free at Logan City Landfill, and there is another hazardous waste collection July 15th at Smithfield City Hall. To find out more, visit our website, upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Julie Kelso.